On confusion and doubt is the most important, be it pain, deprivation, or poverty. A woman who is definitely in pursuit of happiness is in her life. This is no doubt a depiction of his husband. Behind this beautiful drawing, it could be a drug addict who has a mental crisis, but unfortunately,
what's the matter? Did you have a nightmare?
A terrible one.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, Hamed. I can't. It's gonna make me feel even worse.
It's okay. Why don't you go have a shower? You need to freshen up. You'll feel better too. Get up. Yes?
Hello, Hamed.
Hello.
Is Morel asleep?
Morel, she's taking a shower.
Could you come to the door for a sec, please? I need to talk to you about something.
Okay, I'm coming down right away.
Thanks a lot.
Is Morel pregnant?
Thank you. Follow that car.
Keep your distance. Don't get too close. They might see us.
She's a very good doctor and very good at her job. Don't worry about anything.
There's nothing to be worried about if it's done in the first trimester. It's the third trimester you should be scared of.
Look, want me to give you a tranquilizer or something, darling, sweetheart?
No, no. You shouldn't do that. It'll cause local anesthesia. It isn't good for you.
What are you waiting for?
Which one is Morel Azimi?
Over there. She's right there.
Where's her husband?
Her husband knows. We've informed the doctor.
Bring her in.
What are you waiting for? Come on. Don't be afraid.
What's the matter? Did you have a nightmare?
A terrible one.
Where are you going? Morel! Morel!
Wait! Morel!
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 To you. Stop, Morel, you idiot! Morel, you are stupid! Where are you going, Morel?
Alpha! You took advantage of my kindness. That was the last straw. Get out of here now!
Sinas, please, no!
Get out of here! Come on!
Oh, please,
not another word out of you!
Oh, please, no!
And get the hell out of here!
For your mother's sake,
you
don't do this,
no
please.
Right to be here anymore. Go live please. With your dear Morrow.
You,
get the hell out of this house!
You're gonna
get
regret
the hell
this, Sinas.
Get lost!
Please
don't
do
ever
this
come back!
Oh, no! Open the door, Sinas, please! I beg you, please! Open up, please! Help me. Sinas, please open the door. Let me in, Sinas. Please open this door.
Don't you dare. Go away. Please, I said get lost.
Oh, please,
go away
don't
now.
Do this.
I hate
don't
you.
Do this,
get
please.
Lost.
Please, Sinas.
Hello?
Put Morrell on the phone.
Morrell can't talk right now.
I said put Morrell on the phone! Hello? Hello?
Still 41 degrees.
I'll go get the doctor then.
Come, my dear. Come, my dear, wait up. Come, my dear. She has a fever and just panicked. You don't need medicine for her. You just have to wait.
I have to wait? Don't you see how ill she is?
You just have to wash her feet in warm water. She's going to be all right. She'll be okay, darling. Don't worry so much.
Hamid, Morrell wants to talk to you. Have you forgiven me?
Forgiven you? What for?
Don't tease me.
Why are you feeling guilty? You're the one who changed her mind. I didn't stand in your way.
You're a good man, Homer.
Ever again. Did you hear me?
Thank you.
Thank you. How much do I owe?
Else, ma'am? $2,500.
Wait a second, please. I'll get some money from the house.
Yes?
Good evening, Hamid.
Good evening, Mr. Fogg. This is Hamid. Oh, come on in, please.
I'm really sorry. You'll have to forgive me for asking this favor, but could you please come down and pay the taxi driver? I'm afraid I had to leave the house in a hurry.
Okay, all right, no problem.
Oh,
I'm coming right away.
Thanks. Hello.
Hello.
I'm really sorry about
this. How much do I have to pay?
2,500 tomen.
Okay. Here you go, sir. Thanks a lot. Sorry you had to wait.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Let's go in.
Sorry I had to call.
Oh, not at all, not at all.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Sorry to disturb you like this. Forgive me. Morale has to go there and get her mother out of that house tonight.
Morale's been in bed running a fever since we got home today.
Where is she now?
In her room.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, Mr. Marteza.
Hello.
Please be kind enough to let us bring Farooq Usaman here. In my opinion, she shouldn't live with Sanaz any longer.
We won't let her stay there for long, Afag. We'll bring her over here to live with us. Morale's in the room.
Thank you so much.
Hamid, the only way to put an end to Morale and her sister's relationship is to take their mother out of that house. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
So what are you waiting for? Take Jalal and Shireen with you. Take Afag with you, too, to make things easier for you.
You mean tonight?
I mean tonight. May I come in?
Yes, Dad, please come in.
Listen, Afag. Hamid's waiting for you. Help him bring Farooq Usaman here now.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dad.
Get all the rest you need. And don't you worry about anything.
Yes, Dad.
Shireen.
Yes, Dad?
I need to talk to you outside.
Right away, Dad.
Your temperature is going down.
Mary.
Yes, dear?
I've decided to forget everything as of this minute. And live just the way Hamid likes. Will you help me?
Of course I will, darling.
You're such good people. All of you.
It's no use. She won't open the door no matter how many times you ring the bell.
Jalal, jump over the gate and let us in, would you? Shireen. If Sanaz wants to pick a fight, you're not going to get into it with her. Do you hear what I said?
Yes.
Okay, then. Go.
Follow me, Shireen, dear.
What if she's hiding somewhere here?
She isn't.
How much, sir?
3,000 toman.
What a ripoff. Where is it, damn it? Here you go.
Thanks, ma'am.
What do you want?
Listen close, Mr. Ahmed Yazdanpana. I'm not holding a phone in my hand. I'm standing right at your door. If you don't let me come in and talk to Maral, then I will be forced to do something to embarrass you and your whole family all at the same time, understood? Did you hear what I said? I'm talking to you. Listen to me, Ahmed Yazdanpana. I know you're still listening, but I don't know why you're not saying anything. Cat got your tongue, damn it! Will you open this door or not? Listen, I don't want to raise my voice! I just...
Calm down, Sanas.
Who'd have thought you're allowed to answer the door?
Open the door right now.
Stay there. I'm coming out myself.
I don't want you to come out. I want to come in there. Open the door, damn it! Open this damn door, you hear me? I said open the door!
Maral, please open the door. I changed my mind, Maral. Come down here.
Maral.
Listen to me, your ladyship. Come on down alone.
With your mother and Afeb living with us now, there's no reason for you to have a relationship with Sanas.
What's keeping you?
Sanas is very angry now. I have to go and calm her down.
You hear me?
Just this once, Hamid. My last time. Let me go and calm her down.
Come down here now!
I'll calm her down myself.
Where are you, Maral? I don't want to set foot in the house of a bunch of thieving...
Maral, dear,
You aren't well. You shouldn't go down. Go inside.
Don't make me disrespect you, please.
Well, well. Professor Homed Yazdanpana. Looks like you're not going to let us sisters sit down and talk to each other.
But you two have nothing to say to each other.
How did you manage to find that out? More power to you.
You better forget about Morale. Better still, think you never had a sister named Morale.
And why would I want to do something like that?
I don't see any reason to tell you why.
Look, you. Okay. Fine. I will. But on two conditions.
Number one?
Condition number one is, and listen to me carefully. Condition number one is that I want you to listen to, Morale. You have to take care of Mother and Afa for the rest of their days. Mother and Afa must stay with Morale. Understood? Tell her I said for good. Do you understand for good?
And they will. Condition number two?
My second condition is that she must sell our parental house and give me my share.
That's a decision she'll have to make on her own.
So tell her to make up her mind quick. Make up your mind quick, you wretch! Shame on you.
I'll tell her. Now, so long.
Dad said he wanted to see you upstairs.
She ruined your Friday morning.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, it doesn't matter. Wait another hour and then take Morale out somewhere. Spend some time together, catch a movie, have lunch together. Don't stay at home so much.
But I'm not in the mood, Dad.
But you have to get yourself in the mood. You have to be super attentive. Morale needs a lot of tender, loving care.
I know, Dad.
If you leave her alone, she's going to pick up the phone and call the people that we don't want her hanging around with.
All she wants to do is stay home and write. I can't twist her arm into going out to lunch with me. I'll bring her into our fold.
Not with force. But with persistence and sincere kindness and affection. Shireen tells me Morale loves children very much. That she picks up Horshi and walks around with her.
Apparently, that's the case, yeah.
If Morale had her own child, it'd make a big difference. Motherhood, like they say, is a very special feeling. It might very soon transform her beliefs and sensibilities. Think about what I said carefully.
Thank you.
Sorry I'm late. I got stuck in the rainy day traffic.
I didn't want to tell you this at home in front of everyone else.
Tell me what, Dad?
Have you read this novel?
I edited it myself.
Tell me exactly what you think of it.
To be honest, I didn't like Roy's character and the way the story develops.
That's it? You just didn't like it?
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. This story contradicts what you and I believe in.
If you knew that, why didn't you tell her before it went into print?
I told her what I thought, but not what I believed.
Why?
Well, because I don't want to impose my opinion on her.
Morale is your wife, not a stranger.
Yes, yeah, she's my wife. But I wanted her to think for herself, independent of me. I don't want her to feel that I'm trying to change the way she thinks.
Look, the thinking behind Roya is totally different from the one behind Giti. Morale didn't think like that when she wrote Giti.
And she still doesn't think like that.
Are you suggesting that someone else wrote this story?
No, she did it herself. But she was influenced by someone else.
And by someone else, do you mean a particular individual? Or a way of thinking?
Unfortunately, both of them.
I just got off the phone with Arian 5 minutes ago.
Was he home?
No, he was out, but he said he'd call again. Sid, I'll get you the books. Here. Autograph page 2, and write a line or two if you like.
How many of these?
40.
Isn't it too many?
No, more than 40 will buy the autographed copies. Here, use this pen. Ms. Azimi.
Yes?
Pick up the phone, please.
Where is it?
It's back there, on the desk.
Hello?
Where have you been? Are you crazy? You don't answer your calls. Neither Helen nor Sanas knows what you're up to. Have you become a recluse?
I've been staying at home for a while. No, I haven't started a new one. For now, I'm just writing nonsense.
You're not the type to do that. That's what burned-out talents do.
I haven't had any new ideas for writing another novel yet.
Have you searched your mental files for a new idea?
No, not thoroughly.
Listen, if you spend a long time at home and lose touch with the literati, your talent is going to wither and die, so be careful.
I don't intend to lose touch with literary circles. I just don't want to have a relationship with my sister Sanas. That's all.
But that's no big deal. Go see Helen when Sanas is not with her. Helen can help you so much. Keep your relationship with her.
Okay, I'll pay her a visit this weekend.
But if you went today instead, you could stop her from mourning.
Mourning? Mourning what?
Dog.
Malus? Why? When did she die?
A couple of days ago. She was run over by a car outside Helen's place.
All right. I'll go see her today then.
Good. Now tell Eftahari to send me 20 copies of Roya.
Okay, I definitely will.
Don't keep me in the dark about yourself. If you come up with a new idea, call me up.
Sure, you bet.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So, when can you come here for a couple of hours and talk to your fans?
I could come wherever you say, but given my condition, I can't talk to the people standing up the whole
time. Who said you need to stand up? You can sit in our coffee shop with your fans and talk about your books over coffee.
Well, okay, that way I can do it.
So, give me a date.
The day after tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Helen. Helen. Where are you?
Well, well. I thought our paths would never cross again.
How have you been?
It's none of your business how I have or haven't been.
You're right. Helen?
Where do you think you're going? How dare you not answer my calls, huh?
Sanaz, I have no intention of selling the house now.
Well, you better have, damn you! Listen to me. You can't decide about that house all alone. Half of the house is mine! Did you hear me?
You don't own half that house. Mom has a share in it, too.
Look, don't try to play games with me. You are Mom's caretaker, not me.
Sanaz, this isn't the right place for us to have an argument.
Where else am I supposed to tell you these things if I don't do it here? You've been staying in that house of yours for 3 months now playing hide and seek with me. I'm sick and tired of it, damn it! I'm sick of it! Why don't you get it? I'm sick of it! I can't take it anymore!
Sanaz.
I can't take it anymore!
Sanaz.
I have to sell the house at the end of the month! All right!
Madhouse, if you want to shout and fight with your sister, take her arm, drag her to your own place, and fight and scream till you drop.
You are on her side too, aren't you? I'll show you what I'm capable of.
I'm very sorry, Helen, dear.
Are these flowers for me? They're so beautiful. You've gained weight.
Pregnancy changes.
چشم بسته است، جهانم شکل خوابه، عذاب استراب روبرو دیواری از دیواری از سنگ روبرون دیواری از من دیواری از سنگ بگو بیهوده نیست بگو بیهوده نیست فاصله آب و سراب بگو سپیدی کاغذ بیهوده نیست بگو از کوچه کنده فقط کابوس و تنهایی
사단 끝자리여 바람 좋 나를 다리지에 보여 나를